Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main headlines. A man from Derry has been jailed in relation to pipe bombs that exploded outside homes in the Waterside. Letterkenny University Hospital is advising visitors to be vigilant for signs of norovirus. A Donegal woman remains stranded in Qatar as criticism mounts against the Department of Foreign Affairs for not doing enough to help people get out of the Gulf region. And Taoiseach Simon Harris says he's becoming increasingly concerned about the potential economic impact of the war in Iran. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has the latest in sport at 6:15. August Turation and Nuked Le Colm Fairter. A man from Derry has been jailed in relation to pipe bombs that exploded outside of homes in the Waterside area of Derry. The 38-year-old was handed down an 8-year sentence. With more, here's Leah Doherty.
At Lagginside Crown Court, he received an 8-year sentence to be served half in custody and half on licence after being found guilty of 3 counts of possessing explosive with intent to endanger life following a non-jury deadlock trial in May 2025. The offences involved explosions at 2 addresses in Montgomery Close in 2017 and 2019 and 1 in Bonds Place in 2019. He was arrested after a house search in December 2020. Police said the attacks caused major disruption to residents and the wider community, with property damage narrowly avoiding injuries, including to a child. Authorities thanked the victims for their cooperation and encouraged anyone with information about such crimes to contact the police.
A Donegal woman remains stranded in Qatar as criticism mounts against the Department of Foreign Affairs for not doing enough to help people get out of the Gulf region. Concerns have been heightened due to ongoing tensions and conflicts in parts of the Middle East, which have made travel and evacuation increasingly difficult. Her mother, Michelle Boner, says the Irish government are doing nothing to contact people with a plan to get home. On today's Greg Hughes show, she explained the efforts of her daughter to try and get back to Ireland.
I can tell you now they are doing absolutely nothing. One flight went into Oman, which I believe was already a scheduled flight. Nobody has been in contact from the Department of Foreign Affairs asking people, would you like to go home? You know, here's our plan. There is no such thing in operation as a complete spin that's going on. My daughter has booked several flights herself and they have subsequently been cancelled due to, you know, activity at the airport or, a missile hit something. So then the flights are cancelled and do not take off. They have spent all their own money booking flights and then you don't get the money back for 28 days. So, like, how does our government expect that people who are trying to get out of the country will actually manage to get out if they're constantly having to book flights, wait for 28 days for the money to come back? So, therefore, they're booking another flight on their credit card. And it's a vicious circle of booking flights, waiting, will you get the money back in 28 days? And you know, they're constantly booking flights and they're getting cancelled. So, like, they have no way out.
Okay.
Some people have gone to enormous lengths to go to other countries.
Spent an awful lot of money,
too. So, for example, they leave Doha, get a taxi, and go to Dubai and get a flight out.
Mm.
Do you think the Department of Foreign Affairs is going to give our citizens, who have tax-paying parents in this country, are they going to give them any money back for having had to do that?
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Harris says he's becoming increasingly concerned about the potential economic impact of the war in Iran. Wholesale oil prices have surged amid delays and disruption to exports from the Gulf region. The conflict is now entering its third week with no sign of de-escalation. Simon Harris says if the war continues for months or longer, it could lead to widespread inflation.
We have to try and analyse, insofar as we and the Eurozone can, where this conflict will bring us economically. Because if this is something that goes on for a sustained period of time, the situation we could be facing economically could be much more challenging than a sector-specific challenge. And we have to ensure as a government that we have the flexibility to respond in the right way.
Well, Kevin McPartland for Fuels for Ireland says most petrol stations are dealing with fluctuating pricing of several deliveries of fuel a day.
So we have to deal with the realities here. Let's deal with data rather than anecdotes. And the data will show you that forecourts are replenished. Some many times a day, some every couple of days. And let's be honest, there will be some that don't need replenishing very often at all, that maybe every week if you're a small rural service station. But the volumes that go through those are very small.
Letterkenny University Hospital is advising visitors to be vigilant for signs of norovirus, commonly known as the winter vomiting bug, ahead of a busy weekend and the St. Patrick's Day bank holiday. The hospital reports that several wards are currently managing patients with the virus, and the emergency department is expected to see higher level than usual of attendance. Katie Gallagher reports.
Those who have recently experienced diarrhoea or vomiting are being asked to postpone their visit until at least 48 hours after symptoms have cleared. Visiting restrictions may be in place on affected wards, with access limited to compassionate visits arranged in advance. Hospital staff are reminding all visitors to follow infection control measures, including using alcohol hand gel on entry and exit, washing hands thoroughly, and using visitor toilets rather than patient facilities. The hospital says these measures are vital to protect patients, staff and other visitors, and thanks the public for their cooperation.
A Letterkenny-based councillor says committee meetings may need to be paused following frustration with the government and housing agency over their lack of engagement with the Defective Concrete Blocks Committee of Donegal County Council. Councillor Michael McBride says he supports suspending the meetings until the government acts, particularly on a remediation scheme for social housing. He added that at times it feels like the committee is only talking to itself during the lengthy discussions.
With two ladies on there yesterday from One Mill View joining us at the DCB meeting in Lifford, and they gave us a harrowing overview of the challenges that they face on a daily basis, similar to most people that live in homes with defective concrete blocks. These people are living in social houses in Letterkenny. And I suppose the housing department have not been meeting us as a defective concrete block committee, despite several written requests for a meeting, and we decided yesterday to write to them again. But now, in my opinion, I was just counting yesterday between what the people in the chamber and the people online, there were about 30 people involved in that meeting yesterday, spent a half a day of their time. It's a big pull on council resources. And sometimes you think to yourself, are we talking to ourselves or talking to the wall, as the song said, because we're not getting any engagement from government. And we know that all the amendments that went in front of the dial were all voted down. So I think myself, and that's only my own opinion, that would be a decision to have to be made by the DCB committee. But I think that we should suspend all meetings of it until such times as we get a meeting with the Department of Housing. And I would like it the Minister for Housing would come to that meeting as well.
Well, more than 30% of the cases handled by the Money Advice and Budgeting Service involve DCB homeowners. Many of them are over 50 years old and struggling with mortgage arrears. That's what MAB's National Director Development Officer Maria McCall told the committee. She said the research report titled Between a Rock and a Hard Place reflects the difficult situation these families are living in and underlines the urgent need for fairer burden sharing. Ms. McCall emphasised that those affected need breathing space and protection from further financial strain.
The key recommendations that we're making is the establishment of an overarching body. And we think that's important because that it would be statutory and independent, and that it could explain and administer and carry out the scheme on behalf of the state and give people some breathing space that are in arrears or in a risk of being in arrears. And, you know, that they could make determinations on realistic and affordable repayment arrangements. And be the primary body to collect and publish data around what people are going through. We're finding that it's very hard to pinpoint exactly the scale of the problem. I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of the amount of people who are struggling with both mortgage arrears and defective concrete blocks. And we want to hear, we think it's central to moving forward and in terms of policy, is hearing from the very people who are affected in this way, and not have them keep reinventing the wheel, and everybody, you know, learning individually as households instead of collectively. And this is becoming, you know, more of a national problem than a regionalised problem. And this is going to be with us for many, many years. So people need help, and they need help now.
22 people have been arrested for drink or drug driving since yesterday. More than 500 drivers have also been caught speeding, as Gardaí warn they are increasing their presence on roads over St. Patrick's weekend. Kyle Butler reports.
Gardaí are running a road safety campaign until Wednesday morning with checkpoints and mandatory intoxicant testing in place. One driver was caught doing 124 kilometres an hour in a 60 zone in Dunboyne, County Meath yesterday. More than 40 drivers were also detected using a mobile phone or not wearing a seatbelt. Gardaí are urging people to slow down and to never drive under the influence.
With the tourism season about to begin, Uisce Éireann is facing renewed criticism over ongoing water supply issues in Gola Island. The problems began last July when damage to the undersea pipeline that brings drinking water from the mainland left residents without a reliable supply. Currently, water is being delivered to the island by tanker. Councillor Micheál Colin McGillagh-Asbaugh described the updates from Uisce Éireann and the lengthy restoration process as unacceptable.
Unfortunately, here we are at the beginning of the tourist season for 2026 this weekend, and Uisce Éireann still hasn't put the infrastructure in place to make sure that that Ilangola has a water supply. The idea that Uisce Éireann keeps writing back to me and telling me there's a water supply on the island, which means a tanker which lies empty on the pier in Ilangola, is not acceptable. Our island community deserves better. Our island community has worked really, really hard to make sure that their people are now starting to return back onto the island after being forced off the island due to government policy over many, many years. This is hugely significant. It's hugely significant in the fact that the island community rents out their houses. They love to see visitors coming from around the world. People maybe retracing their original roots from their ancestors, need that be from Olabin or Sassen or and find where their great-grandparents or their grandparents or their mothers or fathers or their relations came from, and they like to stay on the island and engage. Like, there's a huge, huge welcome for anybody that comes to the island. We have Saba, which does daily runs in and out of Ilangola, and we have the shop at Bagwood Adi Joe. So there's a lot going on the island, but there won't be unless we have water. We won't have the clean running water so people can drink water, so people can cook, so people can wash. You know, the essential basic is water, which is a human right, and the government has chosen not to carry out the work that is needed as quick as it should have been carried out.
The Times at 5:42 will have Mark Gallagher with all the latest in sport after this short break. It's 6:15 and Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with horse racing. Gaelic Warrior has won the Gold Cup at Cheltenham for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. And with the details, here's Dave Keena.
Gaelic Warrior is absolutely bolted in to win the Gold Cup for Paul Townend and Willie Mullins. The winner led before the last and ran on strongly to win by around about 10 lengths over Django Bay, with last year's winner, I Know the Way You're Thinking, back in third. It's a fourth Gold Cup for both Paul Townend and Willie Mullins. It's the third leg of a treble for Willie Mullins after Appleton de Charlie won the opening triumph hurdle in the hands of his son Patrick, and Dino Blue won the mare's chase in the hands of Mark Walsh. But the Gold Cup has gone to Gaelic Warrior for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. With Paddy Power News for all your Cheltenham Festival tips, I'm Dave Keena.
In soccer, Finn Harps and Derry City are both in action tonight in the SSE Electricity League. Finn Harps are up against Tredy United in the First Division at Finn Park. The Limerick side make the trip to Balbuffet, sitting bottom of the standings with four games played. Former Harps captain Keith Cowan says getting off to a good start could be key.
That bit of a journey, and you're kind of hoping that maybe the away team has kind of still got legs on the bus a bit. And that's why starting these games, you know, like quickly, a fast start, and, you know, trying to get as much, you know, put as much pressure on them as possible early on, get the ball on top of them and try and squeeze them as much as we can. And, you know, starts and games are crucial, and, you know, you can't be expected to come from behind every week, and that'll be no different this week.
We'll have live updates from the game with Jeremy Doherty later on from the 7:45 kickoff. In rugby, Scotland captain Sione Tuipulotu believes there's more pressure on Ireland than his team heading into tomorrow's clash at the Aviva Stadium.
It's a massive challenge for us, but I'm a believer in all things happen for a reason, and I think there's a reason Ireland are the last game for us, because it's probably the toughest challenge and has been the toughest challenge for us for the last 10 years. So it's one we're ready for and we're really excited for, and I just can't wait to get out there and have fun with my friends tomorrow.
In golf, defending champion Rory McIlroy is 2 over par after 17 holes of his second round at golf's Player Championship. The world number two has fallen 11 shots behind the leader Xander Schauffele. Shane Lowry is 5 over par after his second round, while Seamus Power tees off later from 2 over. In Gaelic games, Donegal will play Roscommon in Division 1 of the National Football League on Sunday afternoon at Dr Hyde Park. Jim McGuinness's side will look to maintain their unbeaten run in the league as they sit top of the standings heading into the final two matches. Jim McGuinness says the objectives remain the same despite being on the verge of reaching the league final.
Obviously, it's on the horizon now in the context if you won one more game, you're probably there, you know, and we want to go and we want to try and win the next game, but we want to do that in the context of what we're trying to build in the game plan, the younger players getting an opportunity and trying to develop depth, and the same things that we were chasing at the beginning of the league, we're still chasing them, but if we won another game, we're probably there, you know.
In motorsport, John Armstrong and Shane Byrne are in 16th spot overall after day 2 of Rally Kenya in the World Rally Championship. The Fermanagh Donegal pair were in 8th earlier today, but dropped down the order after losing 24 minutes on stage 9 due to an impact to the rear of their Ford Puma Rally 1. Derry's Joshua McAleen was forced to withdraw earlier due to damage sustained to the gearbox of his Ford Puma. Leading Rally Kenya is Swede Oliver Solberg, with Sebastian Ogier in 2nd and Elfin Evans in 3rd. All three leading crews are in GR Yaris Rally 1s. It's been reported the Formula One races in Bahrain and Saudi Arabia will not go ahead due to the conflict in Iran. The two Grand Prix are scheduled for the 10th of April and the 17th respectively. Official confirmation is expected in the next 48 hours. In boxing, a number of Donegal boxers will compete in the National Junior Finals at the National Stadium in Dublin this weekend. Dunloe's Eilish O'Donnell and Alicia Mullis-Boyle, St Bridget Clonmany's Patrick McDade, Zachar Cashwin of Carindonagh and Illy's Golden Gloves, Danilo Kritsky are all in the ring over the course of the weekend. That is all from the sports desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45 with Jeremy Doherty. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Augustinish and Nook, like Colin Ferriter.
Seymour Mahas, Colin Ferriter and Shot, Lower Brief Skelty. While you in the meal, she dalty, Lakela, congestion, a garamaha, a pobble, a gustoa, he, three gilliga, a ekel, and ye, again, emex garamaha gilliga, a small array of done each og. Be an oka john an honored a kohala balia ha clear the fish fee hit fee as a shay, agri a conner the gilliga, of skilliga, three a shay a kuig, more hodge the shart in the gilliga. For an adalty, jesh, Frastal and his moan, a kid, Sajai Shastan, the Wahan Carndon cheer, August Bulu Ladinia, Usajan and Giliga, Gahla, and in Aramaha, August in a pubble. Beantashka, Termiokta, Favrua, Nafarage, Lakarmic Magala, Aspa, Gaholo, Igmarius, Harkin, and Norton, Triola, Jag, Gisharta Clug, in Irsmalan, Wari, August, Plandalan, and his showing, Erin Cashlan, Nua, by Soloshti, or Foil, August the Falser of a Chach. Tan spraktata con iratas I anna dis game scholarokta da frintas I udras na gelfakta fogar ha don ina an charta las fidam I marta. Curran an game scholarokta I da frintas I udras na gelfakta uskion kahra scholarokt frintasha de luat nis mo na yakhid vile euro an kion foil da ran farchi ha at a clari ha fwin skim. Togan the scholarokt I jesh da ran farchi ha skelina a arbarch agus ahantas acadúil a winchama in a frintas se chlarihe. Tá tróir ón scéim a scolarachta da frintasí le hirahori geliga a wal geliga lifa acu. Bei seartan na geliga ar siúl ar go hidar náisiún ta gudí an seartan le jeg de mi marta agus ta clár farsing a mactí geliga bártihe ag ranog na geliga agus ag an tervis lór lanye sa chóla chondé ag gondé gúna nál lena chos grúpi pobl ela ar fodan chondé Gaholas fina hamakti earn sieve esne g bonkai, ex sieve linre lc a bonkai, august ex sieve a horlia hondi. August bay kaljuru eg onadi of padri gidor eran arto ladami ebron daravanum, fihiblianic fas, egeister leshin fobble, a yanher kaljuru fihiblian the onadi of padrig, eg hodju leshin fobble, a ganter gidor. Shin mahodje eligulier, slan august banax.
Thanks, Colin. An East Donegal pub destroyed by a fire 2 years ago is set to reopen this weekend. Tenny's Bar in Castlefin announced on social media that the doors will open again on this Sunday to coincide with Mother's Day. The owners thanked the local community for their support during the rebuild and expressed gratitude for the encouragement they received since the blaze on March 10th of 2024. The Irish and UK governments have agreed to work more closely together on defence and security. Senior ministers from both countries met earlier today at the UK-Ireland summit at Fota House in County Cork. The two sides agreed to strengthen the resilience of the multi-billion euro network of subsea fibre optic cables that link Ireland and the UK. Speaking at the summit this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there's been growing threats to critical infrastructure that both countries must be prepared.
Essentially, we work together in terms of mitigating or eliminating threats to that infrastructure. We know that certain elements have been observing the cables other vital infrastructure, and so that's the context, and it's to protect that and to make sure we can respond effectively if an event was to happen.
Looking now to the weather forecast, well scattered showers this evening. It'll be mainly dry overnight with clear spells developing. Cold with frost and mist patches forming as westerly winds decrease to light. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees. And just a reminder that the gritters are set to do all of the winter maintenance routes at 7 o'clock this evening and again at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A man from Derry has been jailed in relation to pipe bombs that exploded outside of the homes in the Waterside area of the city. The 38-year-old was handed down an 8-year sentence, half of which is to be served on licence. Letterkenny University Hospital is advising visitors to be vigilant for signs of norovirus, commonly known as the winter vomiting bug, ahead of a busy weekend and the St Patrick's Day bank holiday. The hospital reports that several wards are currently managing patients with the virus and the emergency department is expecting to experience higher than usual attendances. A Donegal woman remains stranded in Qatar as criticism mounts against the Department of Foreign Affairs for not doing enough to help people get out of the Gulf region. Concerns have been heightened due to ongoing tensions and conflicts in parts of the Middle East, which have made travel and evacuation increasingly difficult. Her mother, Michelle Boner, says the Irish government are doing nothing to contact the people with a plan to get home. And finally, with the tourism season about to begin, Éisce Éireann is facing renewed criticism over ongoing water supply issues on Gola Island. The problems began last July when damage to the undersea pipeline that brings drinking water from the mainland left residents without a reliable supply. Currently, water is being delivered to the island by tanker. That's all for now. We'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, March 13th. The death has taken place of Deta Freel, Balur Fanad. The house is private, please. Funeral mass will take place on Sunday at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, Fanad, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of John Harkin at Munya, Linsford, Buncrana. John's remains will be reposing at Murphy's Funeral Home, Tubinburn Foot, this evening until 8 o'clock and tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock, followed by removal at 5:15 to Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, arriving at 6 o'clock for reception prayers. Requiem Mass on Sunday morning at 9:45, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the Buncrana Parish YouTube channel. The death has taken place at her home of Teresa Tisa Mooney, 266 Bridge End, Remelton. Funeral mass tomorrow at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Remelton Care of the Aged, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Francie Curran, 33 Hillhead, Castle Finn. Remains are reposing at his late residence today until 9 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn at 12 noon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to St Vincent de Paul, Castle Finn, or care of Jared McCullen's son, Funeral Directors, Ballybuffet. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Mary Gallagher, ní Kerr, 47 Jefferson Court, Strabán, formerly of Ballyfantan Sine Mills, reposing at her home today. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday at 1:20 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 2:00, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to concern care of Quigley's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.